Hello.
Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. My name is Nina. I need to advise you the call. Hello. It's being recorded for quality assurance purposes. How may I help you?
Yes, ma'am. Well, I filed a claim yesterday, but they needed some information about my employer, I guess, that where they will send the check from me for my pay. And so the lady said I'd have to call back today. I was traveling yesterday, and I didn't have this information with me.
Okay. So you want to file an unemployment claim?
Yes, ma'am. It's supposed to be filed. She said you would have all the information.
Well, if you're asking about the employer, it's not already filed because you can't go past it.
Well, isn't that information saved, or we got to go through all that again?
I have to go through the whole claim, but if you just got to the employer part, that's just 50%.
All right, but can't you pick up to that? I mean, that wasn't saved? All that wasn't saved?
Yes, but if I didn't speak with you yesterday, I have to go back through the whole claim.
Well, she said, yeah, okay.
May I have your Social Security number, please?
Yes, 422-548-121.
And may I have your name and your mother's maiden name?
Paul Brunold, B-R-O-N-O-L-D. Maiden name, Reitinger.
And see, she had to register you, and it's not even a PIN number. So I got to redo that.
This is going to be the third time now I've tried to do this. The guy that I first talked to, he got down to the fact that then my birthday wasn't the right birthday or something. And I'm getting ready to go through a tunnel. Can you bear with me a minute?
Certainly.
Okay. I don't know if I'll lose you or not.
If I do, I'll just call you right back.
Okay, good. It'll take me about 2 minutes to go through this tunnel.
Okay, I will. Looks like we're still on. He's a patient woman. Okay, you're almost out.
Yeah, I think we're going to make it.
Yeah. Good.
Okay.
Okay, we're out now. Thank you. I'll tell my husband, I said, this is a patient woman.
Oh, definitely. I try to get the claims filed. All of the issues that he said he had, we're going to file this claim today.
Thank you so much, sweetie. I appreciate it. Okay, here he is.
And the good thing about the questions, since they already answered, I can just breeze through them. Is your preferred language?
English.
Do you have difficulty speaking?
No.
Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No.
You understand that knowingly making a false statement and or falsifying income documentation in connection with this claim is considered fraud?
Yes.
You understand that fraud is a federal offense punishable by a fine? I have to read the question, sir.
Okay.
I mean the statement.
All right. Okay.
You understand that fraud is a federal offense punishable by a fine and or imprisonment up to 5 years and could affect your ability to receive future benefits?
Yes.
Did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No.
Have you worked for the federal government in the last 18 months?
No.
Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No.
Have you already filed for regular unemployment compensation and need only to file for trade adjustment assistance benefits?
No.
Did you receive notification that you have trade readjustment allowance certification?
No.
And has your name changed since you last filed?
No, ma'am.
Have you worked up under a different name in the past 2 years?
No, ma'am.
Have you worked up under a different Social Security number in the past 2 years?
No.
And what is your email address?
P. Grunall, last name, at gmail.com.
And that's PBRONOLD at gmail.com?
Yes.
Verify your mobile telephone number.
334-797-0171.
And your date of birth is August 6, 1944?
That is correct.
And your mother's maiden name is that Reitinger?
Reitinger, yes, ma'am.
And that's Reitinger.
Yes, ma'am.
You have,
Reitinger. Yeah.
You slowing me down.
Sorry.
Okay. Your Alabama driver's license number is 294-5725.
Yes, ma'am.
And what is your race?
White.
Are you non-Hispanic or Hispanic?
Non.
What is the highest grade you completed in school?
College.
Bachelor's?
I have a bachelor's degree in marine biology.
Are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes, ma'am.
Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No, ma'am.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No.
Verify your residential address.
11781 Aspira, Aspira Circle, Daphne, Alabama, 36526.
Is your mailing address the same as your residential address?
Yes.
And what was your occupation?
I am a radiation protection technician.
And are you seeking this type of work?
Yes, ma'am.
Are you in a union?
No, ma'am.
Are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
No.
Did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
I have one now. He didn't when I left, but they since called me back to go to work the 20th of this month.
And are you on a temporary layoff due to a company vacation period or a scheduled company shutdown?
It's called lack of work.
So is that a shutdown or a vacation period?
Let's say a shutdown.
Are you available to work all shifts in your normal trade or occupation?
Yes.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes.
Since Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes.
How many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
Well, this one will be about 315 miles.
What is the lowest hourly wage you will accept?
$35.
Are you a corporate officer for a business?
No.
Do you own a business?
No.
Do you work for yourself?
No.
Are you currently working solely on a commission basis, or do you have a real estate license?
No.
Have you applied for or are you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No.
Have you applied for or are you receiving a pension from an employer you worked for in the last 18 months?
No.
No. Have you worked in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government anytime between April 1st, 2023 and March 31st, 2024?
No.
You said no?
You said, had I worked for it? Say that again. I'm sorry.
Have you worked in another state other than Alabama?
Yes, I have. Yes, ma'am.
What state?
I'm sorry. Tennessee.
Pennsylvania?
I have worked Tennessee and Pennsylvania. Yes, ma'am.
And you worked in both of those states between April 1st, 2023 and March 31st, 2024?
I'm not sure about Pennsylvania, but Tennessee, yes. Pennsylvania may have been a little bit, maybe it was July a couple of years ago. So I don't know. I don't remember exactly.
Do you choose to have 10% of your weekly benefits check withheld for federal income tax?
No, ma'am.
If you are approved for benefits, you have the option to receive your payments, direct deposit into your checking or savings account, or the prepaid benefits card. The prepaid benefits card will take an additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you after you are approved for payments, and there are fees that might be charged for certain activities. If you have a checking or savings account, we recommend direct deposit. Which would you prefer?
Direct deposit.
And what is the name of the bank?
Wells Fargo.
And Matt, is that checking or savings?
Checking.
May I have the bank, the routing number and the bank account number?
Yes, ma'am. My wife's going to give it to you.
Okay. 06-200-0080.
And could you repeat that number for verification?
06-200-0080.
And the bank account number?
331-228-8172.
And could you repeat that number for verification?
331-228-8172.
And the name of your last employer?
I work for Westinghouse.
Is that BHI Energy Services?
They were bought out by Westinghouse, but you can use BHI if you want.
And may I have their telephone number?
Do you want to find it?
Yes. Let's go with, give her that.
Okay. 1-800-890-3600.
800-890-3600.
That's correct.
And the city and state the work was performed in?
Alabama, in Athens, Alabama, Decatur, Athens.
Okay, and the first day you started working there and the last day?
I did three things in a row. I was in Tennessee and Alabama. Started in Alabama, and then I went to Tennessee.
I'm talking about Alabama.
Okay, in Alabama, I started in on the, I want to say the 4th of February, and I worked till March, about the 12th, 13th, something like that.
Of this year?
Front of me. Yes, ma'am. This was all this year.
So that's February the 4th, 2024 to March 13th, 2024.
Yes, ma'am. That's close. I don't have my calendar with me, but that's pretty close. But I left there and went to to work at the other plant, just transfer, but it's Tennessee. It's all under TVA. It's government. It's TVA, and they have three.
Your phone is going in and out. I'm not understanding what you're saying.
Okay.
Okay, only thing I ask is the first day of work and the last day of work.
Okay, then go to April the 17th.
So that's February the 4th, 2024 to April 17th, 2024.
Yes, ma'am.
And the reason you're no longer working?
Laid off, lack of work.
Have you received or do you expect to receive any of the following pay for any time after your last day of work? Vacation pay?
No.
Sick pay?
No.
Holiday pay?
No.
Have you applied for a pension or are you receiving a pension from this employer?
No.
You are certifying that your answers are true and accurate and that the law provides penalties for making false statements to obtain unemployment benefits. We match the earnings you provide with wages reported by employers. False answers can result in overpayment and fraud penalties. You certify that all of your answers are true and correct?
Yes, I do.
It is necessary to verify your identity when filing for unemployment benefits. Which of the following corporations have you ever been associated with? Focus Humanitarian Assistance USA, Metacredit Collections, Premier Technologies, Zelle Jewelry.
I don't recognize any of those names. Is it Zelle, Z-A-L-E, Zelle's Jewelry?
Yes.
Yeah, I recognize them, but...
Have you worked... it says, have you been associated with them? Have you ever been associated?
I've never been associated with any of those that I know of.
Which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 100 Sunset Lake Drive, 1328 Gatewood Drive, 1800 Woodland Drive,
1800 Woodland Drive.
Which of the following vehicles have you ever owned or leased? 1997 Cadillac DeVille, 2002 Saturn L Series, 2006 Mitsubishi Outlander, 2007 Pontiac Solstice.
The one that I would relate to is the Cadillac.
You hereby file a claim for unemployment insurance against the state of Alabama. You agree?
Yes, ma'am. Yes.
You certify under penalty of perjury that you are the person whose name and information was provided on this claim and that the statements made in connection with this claim are true to the best of your knowledge.
Yes.
You understand that it is your responsibility to read and familiarize yourself with the contents of the claimant benefit handbook, benefits, rights, and responsibilities?
Yes.
The following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. You must be able and available to work as well as seeking full-time work each week that you claim benefits. The unemployment claim we just finished also registered you for work with the Alabama Career Center system. Your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or log into Alabama Works www.alabama.gov and update your online resume. Failure to do so may result in an interruption in your benefits. An information booklet, Benefits, Rights, and Responsibilities, contains information on how your claim is determined, instructions regarding your eligibility, and how to file your required weekly certifications. Failure to follow instructions listed in the booklet could cause a denial of benefits. The process you just completed, file your unemployment claim. Filing this claim does not automatically start payments to you. You must complete your certification once a week to claim your benefits for the previous week. Failure to make and complete a certification each week could result in a loss of benefits. Unemployment claims use calendar weeks that begin on Sunday and end on Saturday. You can file your weekly certification either online in the claimant portal, click File Weekly Certification button on the home page, or by telephone at 1-800-752-7389. Your weekly certification.
Did you give me that number again?
1-800. 752-7389.
Certification.
Failure to file and complete your weekly certification. Your weekly certification can be made on Sunday, 12:01 a.m. through no later than 5 p.m. on Friday. Certifications cannot be made on Saturday. Failure to file and complete your weekly certification as instructed by 5 p.m. on Friday could result in a loss of benefits. Complete your first weekly certification between Sunday and Friday at 5 p.m. Whether filing online or by telephone, you will need to remember your PIN. I'll provide you with that PIN number at the end of the interview.
Okay.
Additional instructions are in the Benefits, Rights, and Responsibility booklet. Exceptions to work search requirements are made for the following. Active union members who have submitted proof of good standings with their union, employees who are on a verified short-term layoff, claimants attending director-approved training. A letter may be mailed to you if you're subject to a possible work search exemption. It is very important that you carefully read all information that is mailed to you. If you have any questions, call our inquiry line at 1-800-361-4524. Call Sunday through Thursday at 5 p.m. to schedule a callback appointment for assistance. Since you are job attached and have an expected recall date to work, you're not required to make a work search, but you must be available to return to work upon recall. Any changes in your recall status must be reported by calling our inquiry line at 1-800-361-4524. Do you have any questions about the closing statement?
No, ma'am. If I understand correctly, because I am going back to work in about 5 days or so next week, I don't have to worry about certifying for this week, but they will go back all the way to my last, that claim from February to April, right?
No, sir. They'll,
no,
that is correct. No, sir. They will not go back. It starts the day you filed the claim, which you filed the claim today.
I know, but it was for being unemployed all this time in the past, I thought.
Yeah, you were supposed to call then and file a claim then. Your PIN number is 2144. That's the PIN number. Sunday, you have to call, do your weekly certification on the phone number 800-752-7389. You have to call every Sunday. If you forget to do it on a Sunday, my recommendation is to do a Sunday, Monday, or Tuesday.
Okay. So anytime on Sunday?
Yes.
Okay.
The transaction number that confirms I submitted your claim is 4978.
4978.
36.
36.
005.
005.
No, that's the transaction number confirming that I submitted the claim.
Claim submitted.
Okay, is there any further assistance needed today?
Not that I know of. Okay, I appreciate it.
Oh, you're more than welcome. Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. Enjoy your day.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Hey!